Hi, I'm Jeff Tokar, candidate for the Texas United States Congressional District 32. Today I have a special holiday message for those in District 32, Texas, America, and around the world. I've drafted the American Resolution 2020, and I hope beginning in January you will join our podcast, The American Resolution 2020, Here's the Reason Why. The very first podcast is about the history of the Bible, God's Word, and its influence upon America. In fact, right now we're celebrating Christmas, the birth of Christ. For decades, our family celebrated Christmas Eve with my wife's side of the family. It was lots of fun, food, and great memories. The Christmas tree stood tall in the living room, lit up with lights and beautiful decorations, and there were Christmas presents galore spread under and around the Christmas tree. It was just a wonderful time. But before we would open presents, I would always read the true Christmas story from Luke chapter 2. It's a story that's been prophesied by Isaiah in chapter 9, verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. A few weeks ago, our church held our annual Christmas program with the choir and orchestra, the singing saints, and a children's choir. During the program, a beautiful little girl named Hannah quoted Luke chapter 2 from memory. I always saw Hannah and her little sister Abigail sitting in the front of the auditorium early every Sunday morning, waiting on her parents rehearsing in the orchestra for that morning service. I think Hannah and Abigail are two of the most wonderful, beautiful, well-behaved girls in our church. I could tell just the way they played and colored and talked each Sunday, respectfully waiting for their mom and dad. So today, I can think of no better gift for you than Hannah quoting for you the Christmas story. I'm Jeff Tokar, candidate for Texas U.S. House of Representatives, District 32. I approve this message because I still believe Christ is Christmas.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to their hometown to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. There were shepherds out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Remember, it's far better to give than to receive.